You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Welcome to another edition of Influence, the global podcast that shines a spotlight on the influencer marketing industry. My name is Gordon Glenister. For those of you that don't know who I am, I'm a keynote speaker, trainer and consultant in the sector and published author on influencer marketing strategy. Influence is also a proud member of the Marketing Podcast Network, where you can listen to other amazing influencer and marketing related shows. In this special podcast series, kindly brought to you in association with LTK, we're going to be looking at the world of fashion content creators. But before we start, please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast series just to make sure that you don't miss a future episode. And today, I'm going to be talking with influencer Anisa Sojka. So welcome to you. Where's home for you?
Well, London is home now. It has been for 8 years. But prior to London, I lived in Sweden and I was born and raised in the Gambia.
So you are an international globetrotter by the sounds of it.
I am, yes, very much so.
So tell us a little bit about you and your channel and what you've been up to right now.
I post mainly on Instagram and on TikTok, and it focuses on hair content. So whether it be hair styling or hair care or tips and tricks on hair, that's mainly what I focus on at the moment.
That's great. So how long have you been involved in the influencer space then?
Well, I started 8 years ago, so quite some time. I was working at the time in digital and started my Instagram on the side. And when it began to grow and I began to see the potential, I thought, let's give this a go full time to see where it takes us. And I'm so glad I did, because London has so many opportunities at its doorstep.
You mentioned hair is a big part of what you do. And I must admit, I love your Instagram feed, very focused, which is basically what you're all about. It's so important, isn't it, to be true to your message and not deviate from that?
100%. It's really noticed if you missay something. For example, when they follow you for something super niche, you know, they really listen, take your advice. And so when you say something else, for example, you know, your hair care routine can change. You know, things change from month to month, the products you use and how you go about things. And people will notice and be like, I thought you used to do this. And they see, I've switched now. But they're really listening and taking on board what you say. So I think if you're not true to yourself, it will show. And it'll be easily recognized for those who are really listening.
Absolutely. So what are you doing in terms of brand partnerships and how are you finding it working? And I don't mean just consumers seeing what you're doing, but actually buying.
I personally like to work with brands that I use or have used for a long time or that I discover and start to use, because like I said, I like to be true to what I say. So brands that approach me, I want to ensure it's a great fit and it's a product that I'm happy to promote because I would use it myself. Followers respond in different ways. You know, everyone has different hair. So I like to share products that can cater to many different hair types and hair needs. So let's say 1 week, if I'm sharing products to add volume to your hair, or if you have dull hair, and this is a great product to hydrate your hair. So different customers or followers respond differently because they're like, I thought you said use that. And I'm like, yes, but this is for something else. While others really appreciate the large range of recommendations you provide them. So it's very different, but I do get great feedback on followers that say that they've tried products and it's worked for them. Some constructive criticism in the sense they're like, oh, this didn't work for me, but it's probably because my hair type is like this, which you do when you work with a brand, you explain the product. And of course, not one thing will work for everyone, but I think they respond really positively. And I love getting feedback how the products work for them. And I love when I hear that something does work for them and it's transformed their hair. And little things like people saying, you've made me realize that eating the right things contributes to healthy hair. So they've like turned into a really healthy direction with what they eat. Stuff like that, I think, is so rewarding.
I mean, this is gold dust for a brand, isn't it, to get this sort of feedback? I mean, let's think about traditional retail shops. You don't get this feedback, do you? Somebody goes and buys it off the shelf or not. They're in this sort of discovery phase. And what you're doing as an influencer is really helping people by educating on the different features and benefits of what a particular product. But equally, you're getting real-time responses from people that brand would find so interesting and might well reflect on maybe, you know, a new brand design, for example, a new ingredient or whatever.
Exactly. And I think approaching a brand is a bit different as a consumer because there's a face to my profile and it's more personable. They feel like they can message and, you know, ask you questions and share feedback. While with a brand, I think it feels like when you don't know who you're talking to, it's a bit robotic. So I feel like brands themselves might not get the amount of feedback we get because they feel like even myself, the influencers I follow, you feel like they're your friend because you follow them, you see their stories every day. You're like, all right, they're traveling right now. Let's see what they're up to. So I feel like they feel like they're your friend. And so it's easy to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people that are buying through your channel or shop, how much would you say if this is on a discount or on the full price?
Well, I mean, everyone loves a discount, let's not lie, myself included. I think when you're promoting a product, it entices the customer to try the product if there's a discount code, if they haven't tried it before. Like clothing, you can return. If you open a product, you can't return it. So I think it's a great way for people to try stuff for the first time. People do buy full price product as well. I mean, it's hard to say, but I do think if they really want to try it, they'll buy it anyway. But it's just that extra push. Right, let me try this. This discount won't be around forever kind of thing.
If you think about how much is sold in mainstream retail in the January and July sales and Black Friday on a considerable discount, you know, what you're able to do is almost create a personal shopper experience for your super engaged audience. You know, you're talking about the features and benefits of the products, and it's almost like creating your own intrinsic value. And as you said, it's like somebody that would have basically bought that product anyway. And it's really powerful to work with influencers, therefore, isn't it? Because of the value you bring, it could be argued that it's more profitable for a brand to work with influencers. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Just wondered what your thoughts were on this.
I have two thoughts. One, if you use a few products from one brand, like I was saying, volume range and hydration range, and a customer comes to you and they're like, right, this is what my hair needs. Let's say that month you were promoting the volume range, but you're like, right, but I love this hydration range that they make as well. You're able to send them off to get something else that's not on your discount code, for example, just like you said. But I think, like I mentioned, with DMs, people asking for advice, you're selling one product, but you're able to sell other product ranges based on what they're saying they need.
So today I'm talking with Anisa Sojka, and we'll be back in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by LTK, the pioneers of creator commerce. LTK is the platform on which creators are now driving more than $3 billion in annual retail sales with its content monetization and brand collaboration tools. Thousands of global creators come to LTK to grow their flagship creator shop, which you can discover on the LTK shopping app today.
Welcome back. My guest today is Anisa Sojka. So what does the future look like for you, Anisa? I mean, you've obviously got your own range. What's the future plans look like?
Well, I'm going to be collaborating with a content creator on her own mini collection within my collection. She is also on Reward Style as well. So it's a great way to entice influencers to share your products because, of course, with affiliates, they earn through every sale made.
Can you share anything? That sounds really exciting.
Oh, but I should say, actually, because it's going to launch in about 2 weeks, so I can say the influencer I'm creating a line with, her name is Juliet. She was previously on Ladies of London, which is a really entertaining show. She just has an incredible sense of style. And so she's like my my muse. So that's very exciting.
Now, I'm a great believer in the fact that good influencers know other good influencers. And where you collaborate with brands, you can talk with each other, can't you? The whole word collaboration was almost invented for the influencer space. Don't you agree?
I feel like the success of my brand is largely credited to influencers, because I have my own platform, but like I said, to see it being worn and styled by other people is what pushes a customer to buy a product. And, you know, they have completely different audiences, and it's just really put the word out there. So like you said, influencers know other influencers through events, networking events, meetings, trips. We all go abroad on, and you build these relationships, and we're just, you know, we're all in the same game. So we all have each other's back. You know, we work alone. So they are our colleagues, if you will, because we don't have colleagues. So it's just people you can bounce ideas off where needs be. We do really help each other.
And do you have a team, by the way, Nisa?
I don't have a team. Well, I have an agent, I have management, and I have an assistant that helps with day-to-day stuff. Yes, I guess that's a team. It's just so weird to say I have a team.
Well, I know. It's just because many content creators have become mini creative agencies in their own right. And you're expected to grow your own audience, understand the analytics, manage your own finances, be a photographer, wear all these sort of multiple hats, you know, which is a very strong asset for somebody. Why would you spend ridiculous amounts of money in a creative agency when you can have a bunch of influencers that could help you deliver the same results and better with an engaged audience for a fraction of that price?
100%. Not only do you get the engaged audience, but you get the content, which then the brand ends up using, whether it be on their website, on their social media for paid ads. So what a brand would pay a photographer, a model, an editor, all of that, you have it combined in one, plus the exposure. So it's just the way forward in terms of marketing, I think.
I love the way you've just summarized that. And if you look at those different costs that you've just added up altogether, it could be thousands versus what you'd pay for a real good content creator. So thank you so much, Nisa. It's been a real pleasure talking with you today. And I certainly wish you all the best for the future.
Speak soon. Thanks so much for your time.
That's it for another edition of Influence, and in this special series brought to you in association with LTK. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show, and if you can leave a great review, that really does help us. Thanks as always to my producer, Neil Whiteside from Freedom One, and until next time, from me, Gordon Glenister, it's bye for now.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.